The council, it's national policy really. Like, you know, the government have come up with this policy to reduce the speed limits on roads, well, rural roads and around town, you know. So around the town it's going to reduce to 30 kilometres per hour, and a lot of rural roads will reduce from 80 kilometres per hour to 60 kilometres per hour. So listen, the idea is to try to save lives and reduce the number of deaths on the roads. Hopefully it'll work, you know. It is a big problem, you know. We've had a lot of deaths this year especially, like, you know, so I guess we'll have to wait and see if it works, you know, and hopefully it will, you know. But I think the biggest problem is probably people adhering to the speed limits that's there, you know. So, you know, and putting down the speed limits themselves probably won't work unless the guards are there to you know, police it, like, you know, and make sure people are obeying the speed limits, you know.
So would it be fair to say, Councillor, that you do think it's a good idea that hopefully the reduction in speed would curb potential future deaths, but as well as that, it's all a key part of it is the enforcement?
Well, enforcement is the key part of it, like, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, the slower people drive, the less chance of an accident, like, and less chance of people getting killed. So it is a good thing in that matter, but I know a lot of people probably, you know, won't be too happy with it, like, you know, and listen, we'll just have to wait and see whether it works or not. Hopefully it will.
And it is a crucial part before the implementation of it, the feedback from the public, of course, because they're the ones who are going to be adhering to it, so you need to know it works with them, is that correct?
Yeah, there's a consultation period, so people can have their views on the different roads and the speed limits on certain roads. But, you know, there is a sort of default 60 kilometre per hour on most rural roads, and then, you know, if people think that their road should be exempt from it, then roads can be exempted, you know. That's what the council's plan is.